Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
It's 2 minutes after nine. It's that time again when we talk all things relationship. As long as I hear, Mr. and Mrs., welcome again. Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Ooh, bueno. Keep quiet. Unison.
Keep quiet.
We missed you.
I'm here.
So let's talk about this conversation. This person that is so wonderful. That is so so amazing. But back at home.
Yeah.
Today, I just wanted to say to people, if the only side that people know of you is the good side, you are the guy. We are on to tonight.
So tonight it's about self-reflection. It's about you are that person.
If you are that guy.
That everybody loves.
That everybody loves. That who knows what maluma waka drinks that I don't know to this day. But wena. You came in Maubani, so it's about Maluma Waka, who prefer a Black Label to Savannah. You are that guy that we are talking about
tonight. What is wrong with this person?
Everything. Everything is wrong with this person because this person is not in touch with his dark side. He's not in touch with his evil side when he is in the world.
Yeah, can I put it this way?
Nicely.
This person is terrified of his dark side. Not that he's not in touch per se. He's avoiding his dark side with everything he or she has.
Except for when they are at home. They are terrified of it. They don't want the world to see it because they have come to excel at trading with the world. Right? They are calculating. They know. You know, these are the guys that, and I'm saying guys in general because I think guys do it better than women. I'm just throwing it out there. Because these are the people that will charm everybody in your family, including the dogs and the cats and the chickens in your house. They know. I know I'm going to be fed. And unfortunately, everybody else is singing your praises except for your children.
And your wife.
And your spouse. I say spouse. Just to be safe. Usually everybody else is singing your praises except for those people that are very close to you. And that's a problem, right? Because when there's a family meeting, so ungadile wena phefumelo or watsama, everybody are can't you
king?
What's wrong with you? Like, you know, Bopimelo, you don't know what you want. You've gotten yourself the best husband. You know, if every woman that has ever met you, that does not know you from a bar of blue soap, thinks they can make a better wife to you, you are the guy we are talking about today. Because you've managed to impress everyone else except for the people that you truly owe impression to.
So what is wrong with this individual, man or woman, and I've seen these people. What is wrong with us who buy into that nonsense? So why is it that
you are not people of truth? The reason why you have bought into that, one of the look, ogase skemiwi usi greedy. Let's think about money. Every time somebody scammed you of money, because they were promising you a lot of money. It's because you were greedy. You wanted a lot of money within a very short space of time, potentially with very little effort from your end. Same thing applies to being charmed, right? You want this thing easy. You know, one of the things that we hear a lot from people when we are doing counseling is people love chemistry. You know why they love chemistry? Because they think by virtue of us having chemistry, we don't have to work at this thing. It must just be automatic. No, it doesn't work that way.
And it doesn't happen. And the meaning of the word charm is you are under a spell.
Yeah.
So literally your critical thinking has been bypassed.
Yeah.
You are no longer calculating. You are no longer...
you're no longer asking yourself the right questions.
You're no longer logical in the way you do things. And that's the problem. But generally, human beings, for them to relate in a meaningful way, in a fulfilling way, they have to know how to dance with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this character that we are talking about someone... If you are married to this person, if you can go to your parents and your friends and say and tell them that you have marital problems, they'll think there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will ask you a question, does he cheat on you?
Does he hit you?
No. Does he hit you? No.
Upatela bond.
Yes.
Unathata.
No. Wapeya mutol kontlu.
Wa America.
Yeah. Yes. And
so
king urobala malunde no
so king
he's ticking all the boxes. Yeah. But when you come closer to this person, because when you know the person, you sleep with them, you know that they are selfish, you know that they are unforgiving, you know urobala lipilo empi, you know this, and you and the kids are the only ones who are experiencing this dark side of this person. And what is interesting with this character is that it's very hard to help them. It's very, very hard to help them. Why? Because they are like that because they are afraid to be seen. They are scared to be seen. They are living in fear. And somebody, the Bible says, he who lives in fear has not been made perfect in love, because fear is tormenting. They are tormented. Don't think. And the best place to hide for these kind of people is in religion, is in power, is in success, and is in beauty and charm, because these places you can hide very well when you are in these places. And that is why everybody falls for them, because they work hard.
They have everything that we aspire.
Yes, they are competent.
They get it right.
They are beautiful.
They are beautiful. Yeah. They take care of themselves. They do everything.
Successful.
They are successful. They are powerful.
They've got all the money we want.
They are powerful as well. And to relate with them is a nightmare.
You know, I just wanted to... It's interesting that Dubab Zwane is mentioning all these other things that makes it easy for us to see them. But here's on the softer side. This is what you're going to see about them. They are that guy that when you were still dating, you would call them saying, babes, my nail is broken. And they would put on some, don't stress, my love. You know, I think 3 streets from where you work, there's a very amazing salon there. I'll organize you an appointment. Don't stress. As soon as you get off work, go straight there and I'll come and pick you up. Is that guy? Ne? Who solves problems that you are supposed to solve for yourself? Right. Up until you stay with them on a full-time basis. Remember, this performance is just for people that are still, that don't stay with them. They are extremely reasonable. They are very helpful. They'll wake up at 12 midnight for somebody else. They'll wake up at 12 midnight for everybody else except for their wives and kids. And remember, the reason why they are so mean to their household is because this performance buffet too is tiring. But the artist but depend on other things that they are depending on to keep going. This and even this life of or can I go toilet there or shoot a picture? Hey. You must send it to people. Hey, Lawena, the reason why people are killing themselves, see, and people are tired, but you can't live your life performing. You must have an outlet somewhere, and usually
and
for these
guys family.
Will be the family. Because, look, you can't play God. Even, and the statement is just so wrong. God knows it's just so wrong. Even God does not answer every prayer we pray. Ne? But this guy is trying to outperform God, who's all-knowing. He's being there for like they make ridiculous sacrifices for other people.
Yeah. Let's open Watch the it. Line. Aye, guys. Aye, you're a powerful couple.
Oh my God.
Aye, you've got this down. 086-00-00959. You know, I laugh, ne? But here's the reality. It's those children that live with this person,
yeah,
and this spouse, yeah, that live with this person, mm, that nobody believes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mm, sometimes it's left until it's way, way too late.
Yeah.
And usually we, sorry, Babuzwan, what we don't realize, ne, is that the impact, mm, that this type of a person, mm, has on their, mm, own children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Will be crying about these children, mm, who are going to be similar type of partners to their partners 20 years, 15 years, 30 years down the line. Because they've seen daddy do it. They know, they end up learning, mm, how to play the game. Mm-hmm. Mm. They learn it from home because, mm, they watch us from home, mm-hmm, and just do what we do because, mm, this is how they've seen survival look like at, mm, home.
Yeah, mm, and what pains me is what you just said, mm, to Anapimelo, to say, is the people closest to this, mm-hmm, character that are not believed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To say, no, we know you're dead.
No, they want your dad to, yeah, be their dad.
Yeah. 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 And you're like, you can have him anytime.
Yeah.
They don't. And he's so nice.
Yeah.
Your mother is so nice.
Yeah.
You should not be that nice.
Yeah.
People must just experience another side of you, Pimelo, once in a while.
And the tragedy with this is often, someone who's not believed, whether it's the child or the spouse,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's maybe start with the child. It's this child who even the teachers don't understand, but what's wrong with this child?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, their parents are so nice.
Yes.
They are the chairperson of the governing body. Well, they yeah. tell us exactly where to find whatever resources that we are looking for.
And so the blame is shifted on the child who's naughty.
Yes. Then yes. you subject...
There's a problem with this child.
Yes, you subject yeah. the child to some psychological
Correct.
Yeah.
Because nobody, even the school, will not believe
yeah.
that there's a problem with these people.
Exactly.
And yeah. years of torment and this child having no outlet because everybody around thinks, but the parents are so nice.
Mm.
Guys, we should never allow ourselves to be squeaky clean. It will drive us crazy. It will drive people that are around us crazy. Somebody must have seen you mad. You know that these people that you wonder, have you ever seen these cashiers that look like they've just taken a shower? At 6 o'clock when their shift is about to end. some people leave. No, I'm serious. I look at them and I'm like, oh, your shift is about to end. Why do you still look squeaky clean at this time of the hour? It must show that the day has done a number on you by now. You know, no, like the hairline. Oh, no. The hairline.
Ah, Selby. Hi, Selby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm blessed. It's wonderful, Mel. How are you?
Hey, we're good, man. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You know, what I've learned with abusers is that they know themselves that they are abusers.
Mm.
That is why they make sure that they cover their tracks to anyone who is around you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They make sure that anyone who is around you must not believe you when you come and tell them about who they are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They make sure that everyone must not know who they really are. Even your parents, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles will know them as the angels. But failing to be angels in their homes, failing to be angels in their children, because they are born abusers, those people. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't have agreed more.
Yeah.
Anyway, take another call.
Yeah. So the other problem with this is that because these people are so good at this pretense and this game, we leave the others in there for too long.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
this person.
Yeah.
That is my other big problem.
It's not easy to get out from their power.
You can't. It's
not easy. It will take a really mind shift from your side for you to actually see them, number one. Number two, being enabled
Correct.
To live outside their charm.
Correct.
Because they control and charm everybody involved.
086-00-00959. This one is here. We're talking about the partner that is, I don't know, what do we call this guy?
Mr. Nice Guy.
Perfect guy.
Mr. Perfect Guy. Let's go to Ayanda in Roodepoort. Ayanda, thanks for holding. Good
evening. Hi, Pimelo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. The topic is Benny. Pimelo, those people are called narcissists.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Yes, and those people, you can't even co-parent with them.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, when they realize that now you are aware that, remember you get married to them, right?
Yep.
And then once you stay with them, and then they realize that you now...
You're onto them.
Starting to know them, their behavior, and then you will get used to them, and then you know that this person is an emotional abuser.
Mm-hmm.
Once they realize that you are aware that he's an emotional abuser, you're going to be their enemy for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Those people, you don't sit them down. There's no family meeting for those people. They don't listen to anybody, even the whole family.
Not
they are scared of them.
Guys.
Even the whole family, they are scared of them. If you complain to Rahadi or Bomalume, Malume, this is what is happening in my house, and blah, 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 blah. They would say, okay, we will have a meeting. She will forever postpone the meeting.
Yeah.
You will never sit that person down. And the third part is children.
Have you experienced one?
Yes, I have. I'm speaking from experience. And the sad part is, Pimelone, children, they grow up. When you take your children to your mother's place and then they ask them, how is your dad? No, daddy is not taking my mother seriously and he's abusing my mother. And then when the children are outside at school, the daddy is fine. Now, you are the one who's confused.
Yeah,
the children are in between.
Mm.
They don't know who are they dealing with. Mm. And it is sad for them because they grow up in that environment and they take all the tendencies. And even if you try to go for the psychologist and you're not going to win the case. You must always be on your toes with that person. You must always be ready. You are forever ready for a fight. It's just crazy, and that's a disorder. And they know their behavior, and they tend to think that they don't know their behavior. And they understand their lies. They are also liars.
Yeah.
They understand their lies. They believe their lies.
Yeah.
If he's telling you that you're not going to see the children because last week you missed the appointment.
Mm.
And then you say to him, no, I missed the appointment because I was work, blah, 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 blah. Then you tell him to say, no, I made a mistake. I was supposed to meet. Then you're going to believe his lies. Like, he makes you believe his lies. And you, for an example, let me make this example. I once believed that there was a man in my house who left a trouser because he told his sister that, no, hey, guys, you are nothing. Hey, you know what happened? He told his sister, I'm stressed. This is a stress issue. You know what he did? He told his sister, we had this little fight, and then he told his sister that we are fighting because I found a trouser in my wardrobe. And I was like, a trouser? I started asking everybody who was in the house at that time.
But you put a trouser in the house.
A trouser. And then I went to my mother.
You look for the trouser.
I went to my mother and said, Mommy, is saying that he found a trouser and blah, blah, blah. And then my mother said, he's lying. There's no such. And I already believed that there was a trouser in my house. Yeah. So even his sister on that day, he said, no, he's lying. So I was like, he also believes he's lying.
It's a serious issue. You know, it's such an amazing call. Because you know what Ayanda's pointing out? At some point, the person that lives with this person ends up losing their mind.
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
Can I just say, I've seen a lot of women that are driven crazy.
Yes.
True.
And I'm going to talk about women because I know there are women that are doing that to men. Because here's the thing, I'm just using genders loosely here.
Yeah.
This is a human challenge, and both men and women are doing it to each other. So we need to recognize the seriousness of this whole thing, that eventually some of them, they are not necessarily losing their mind to a point of going to a psychiatric hospital.
But they are losing their mind.
But they are losing their mind. They are crazy.
Yes.
The anger that they display because they are always made to second guess themselves.
Yes.
It's a big challenge. So these are the things. But I think we are going to talk about how do you handle
a narcissist.
Leaving. I don't even want to call them names as yet. You know, because I think we are so caught up in using the term narcissist that we are throwing it everywhere, forgetting that we ourselves that have been attracted to these people have got issues as well. We are not squeaky clean. Nobody is. Both victims and perpetrators
alike.
The abuser. The guy.
We all have an issue that needs to be dealt with and confronted.
I think this will need then part two. Of course. Tuli, you're in Krugersdorp. Hi, Tuli.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
we're fine. What's happening in the West?
Yeah.
You know, the topic that you are...
Yes,
you are busy with, trust me, it's not the easiest one.
Yeah.
More especially when you are in that relationship.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's not easy. Immediately after you said, hey, I do.
Mm.
You're saying I do to so many wrong. And they'll manipulate you, eh? They'll brainwash you to think that, you know what, you're the one who has a problem.
Yeah, the one that's crazy,
to such an extent that you end up, you're the one who's paying all the bills.
Mm.
You're the one who does everything, but at the end of the day, you're the one who's wrong. You're the one who doesn't love your kids. Mm. You're the one who doesn't have so many wrongs. Right now, I'm going through therapy because I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
So many responsibilities, they're right there on top of me. And I have a teenager who backs school. I'm the one who goes to school. I try to sort that one thing out. Come back and expect the father to be involved, but no. You, as the mother, you're the one who have to deal with all that. So I am drained to such an extent that I'm even willing to die. That's the saddest part. While I have three boys.
Sure.
So it's not a nice thing.
But you must know that help is available. Right?
Sorry?
Help is available. There is a way out. death is not the answer. You must know that there are people who are qualified to be able to walk with you. The truth is there. Healing is there. You just need that kind of intervention.
You know, one of the biggest challenges that we have in marriages today is bullying. Bullying is not happening only in school to school kids. Partners have got a way of bullying each other. Mm-hmm. And usually the reason why the other one would take bullying from the other one is because they don't see the value that they are bringing into the relationship. Mm-hmm. They don't see that they too are worthy. They then elevate the worthiness of the other person above their own worthiness. And that's where the problem is. You know, last week when we were talking about the issue of in-laws, mm-hmm. and whatnot, mm-hmm. I said something, and I don't want people to take what I'm saying lightly.
Mm.
One of the things that we, I'm going to say what I said last week,
yeah.
and say what we teach. We teach couples how to fight like boxers, but home. Because this is one of the things that people avoid going into marriage, and eventually they don't fight right, and one of them dies. Because you can't want to be in marriage and not have the appetite to fight and to fight right. And therefore, I'm going to total this thing until, because some of us, we are slow learners. We need remedial lessons, myself included. Some things must be drilled and drilled and drilled until after 5 years you are like, oh, so this is what Mwanyana Lwalitikati was saying. Sometimes motho o mitsa tlafa sit down and say to them, a o pinde ungenze lento ungenza yona. This is what you do. Don't, because this thing thrives because the people that are doing it think the other person doesn't see. Khorbon, I see you. You are driving me crazy. You are making me look for a trouser in my house that you know very well is not there. And we both know I'm not mad. And so we leave a lot of things.
Mahauta.
Mm.
You are, by the time, I forgot the lady's name now.
Ayanda.
Mm. By the time Ayanda is looking for the trouser,
yeah,
damage has already been done. Yeah. She's not like you.
So
believe me when I say she really doesn't herself know or believe the trouser is not here.
Trust me, I know.
She's lost her mind already.
Trust me, I know. And that's the reason why I am here.
Mm.
I am here to say to people, Batum, it's important that when people get into marriage, they are taught a lot of things.
Mm.
And truth is one of them. People don't know the difference between lies and truth anymore. They don't know how to ask the right questions. Pimelo, how do you know you are a woman?
Mm.
Because Matazia, we don't know. We are not sure about anything anymore. Right? Even things that we should be sure about, things that we should say, no, I know ke mosadi, ke na le mabele. Right? And on top of me having breasts, I've got a vagina. I know for sure, I am a woman because I've got all of these traits that biologically... No, we are confusing everything. And these things, guys, you know, it's so sad how these things precipitate into every other area of our lives. We end up just not knowing whether our right hand is our left hand because we are being told, no, it doesn't matter as long as it's right, whether it's left or it's right.
It's your truth.
I don't own the truth. The truth is too big to be owned. So these are the things. The reason why Batubanzi Bari, there's this phrase, man, it will come to me now. health, mental health is real.
Yeah.
It's because we don't know the difference anymore of things that we should know the difference between. And that is driving us crazy, Pimelo. It starts with very small things and it moves gradually into big things. And then people are now sedated. They are under so much medication because of simple things of not knowing how to confront truth and stop saying we've got truth and other people. What guys? MMB. That is why we are mad.
Let's go to Thabo, who is calling from Soweto. Thabo, hi.
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm so happy you stayed around. Thank you so much for your patience. Hi, Thabo.
Yes. You know, I'm listening to Mr. and Mrs. Zwane now as they're busy trying to pick the thing. Understand? And, you know, as I was saying before, that, you know, I mean, my wife just cannot expect me to leave home angry and take me to her friends and expect me to pretend as if we are a happy couple while we are not a happy couple. And by that time, you find that she has already told them something bad about me. And you find that when I get there, I'm not happy. And I can't pretend to be happy. And let's say it goes vice versa. Mm. Her friends, when they see me angry, she goes back to them. She says, understand? And as I speak now, you understand, we're going through divorce. And, you know, I really want to be, I think next time if I meet somebody else, I really need to consult with Mr. and Mrs. Zwane so that I can sit down with them when I'm ready, you understand, to get married again. Hmm. Before I get married again, I just need Mr. and Mrs. Zwane to just to
All right, Tibos.
No.
Can I ask, how far are you with the divorce proceedings?
I think on the 1st of August, it's going to be the last appearance. It's going to be a final one.
In court.
Okay. So, obviously, you are no longer staying together?
Yes, I've moved out of the house. I left there in the house.
Yeah.
I'm staying with my sisters, and so.
Okay, so in your opinion, it's beyond repairs.
Pardon?
It's beyond. Finished. It's finished. It's beyond repairs.
You know what? I don't see any reconciliation between me and her. I really don't see, because you know, many things has happened.
Mm.
She even, you know, I was even hospitalized. Because I was like depressed. I was not even coping at work. She would wake up in the morning when I was when I'm going to work. She would scream at me. She would swear at me. I'm even driving a car with a broken windscreen. She broke it. You understand?
Okay.
And it was very bad. Yeah.
All right. My advice would be, don't wait until you find a partner for your healing or your therapy. Start it now while you are single, because it is very, very important. If you don't do that, you'll find yourself choosing the same kind of person, because you need your healing.
Because you are still the same kind of a man.
Yeah.
You know,
you need the healing while you are single before finding somebody else, you know. Yeah, so don't wait until you find a partner. Get the healing.
Can I please have your number, please?
Should we give that at the end of the show?
Yeah, we'll give it out.
Just hang 10. We'll give you the details as soon as we're finished. We're wrapping up, okay? Samuel, thanks for holding. You're calling from the Vale. Hello.
How are you, ma'am?
We're fine. How are you, Samuel?
I'm fine. I'm in a marriage. It's been 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly, slowly, my partner is becoming weak. and you've been talking about being dominant in like a marriage, you find whereby at the end of the day, as a man, you become more dominant. And it's not something that you wish for, not something that you like. But in conversations or arguments, you'd like your partner to raise her opinions and just to show her brave side. And slowly, she's becoming weak and weak. She's just being submissive. How do you go about just making her just be more dominant?
Samuel, why must she be brave with you? Why brave?
But I'm just, for example, if I want to go out, let's say I just want to go out, and you could see her expressions, but she's not willing to take it out. She just say, okay, it's fine, but I can see that she's not fine. How do you go about...
Why brave?
But she's more submissive, like, okay, you can do that. And I find
that... she was not like that before, Aker.
She was not like that before.
You made her.
Somewhere. Why must she be brave? Brave means she's afraid.
And if she was not like that before, somewhere,
uh-huh.
You made her.
Hey.
And initially, you fought her.
So she decided, yes.
For what? Right? And because, uh-huh. Here's the thing, guys, that you guys don't understand. Nkasi Lulwena as a woman and win that fight. Mm. You are always going to win that fight. You are mightier than me.
Okay.
The only way that I win my fights between Nalinda Tezwani is because he lets me win. But the minute he stands with his might that he was given by God,
amen,
I can't prevail against him.
Amen.
So you see your wife, you see it in her eyes, or she doesn't want you to do something,
yeah,
and you insist,
yeah,
on it,
yeah,
and then you come on air. Sorry, I'm going to be hard on you. And then you come on air and you say to us that she must be brave. Joang.
Yeah.
You can see it. Be kind. Be kind to your wife. You can see it in her eyes. Serve her as a husband. Be protective to that woman so that she can come out again. Pimelo was asking you, why does she need to be brave? Because... you have become a lion that demands bravery from her. And you are the one who used those words. Haseruna, we are merely repeating.
Baba, I think we're going to lose it, man.
We're going to lose it.
Mamela, who is taking care of Mani Kontlung?
No, I'd say that she is.
She is. Who's making the final decisions as to what is it that needs to be bought in?
She does the final decisions, what needs to be bought. I'll just add on.
Yeah. Do you ever get a chance to say no?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and then how do you handle that?
If, let's say, for example, she wants to purchase something, mm-hmm, and it's out of budget, I feel that it's out of budget, we'll discuss it, and she just say, okay, fine, we'll not buy it. But I can see that she's not fine. Even if when I ask her, are you fine? Is it okay? She'll just say, okay. No, let's not buy it.
Liba Zelwani.
Sorry?
Liba Zelwani.
Ah.
Oh, could you use language of Zelwani to be submissive?
No, it's terms that, think about how you say this, and maybe it's terms that feel to hala. Like, maybe, for example, Lanek Sevisa Tabalinzula, to be brave. I'm just saying, for example, if I would say Kiko Parmajita, yeah, maybe I'm expecting her or Abue something. Remember, I got it in. But she's not willing to open up to that far end.
So, for the next 21 days, Kofa project, for the next 21 days, it's her way in your house from today. Say to her, we want to do what you want. I want you to tell me the things you want, I will just follow. just for the next 21 days and see how that goes.
I'm afraid I, I'm going to change. I'm not sure.
I'm changing the assignment.
Let
me change the assignment.
Why did you change the assignment?
I would summon.
Yeah,
no.
Guys,
No.
So for the next 21 days, like Ntatezwane says, ne, you are going to say to your wife, Kiamachiteng, and watch her face. Right?
Uh-huh.
If you see she's unhappy like you normally see she's unhappy.
Uh-huh.
Tell Majita you are not coming.
Bahaitu, let's stop here. This man knows what's going on in that house. Let's stop pretending. Okay. This man knows what's happening in his house.
Okay.
He says, I can see it in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She's not saying, but I can see it.
Yeah.
She has shut down.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what Ntatezwane says. Even if he says, from now on, it's your will, she's just going to look and not react. Something has happened here that has made this woman to shut down. And you must tell us, Samuel, what happened. You know what happened.
I did say.
Why?
He has created the woman that
are they right,
is,
Samuel?
That
are they
he
right,
currently
Samuel?
Has.
They're not right. They're not right.
Okay. Why do you
why
say, give us substance.
The reason why I'm saying they're not right.
Yeah.
It's just that you spoke about Tabaya in a marriage you should fight. Yes, you should fight in a marriage. And there's certain things that you see that side of her fighting for the marriage, standing her ground. This is not acceptable. This is what that side of her can take
her along. Are you with her now? Where is
no, I'm not with her right now.
Okay.
But you know, what we've missed is what Mahauta said earlier, that there are fights we know we'll never win.
Mm.
In fact, all fights,
we
hardly win them. It's the grace of the partner that allows you to win a fight.
Yeah.
And especially when he knows that you are right.
Mm-hmm.
But in him knowing that you are right, he knows that he can use his might.
He can pin you down.
Yes, and pin you down.
And because ukhala go bona uli a bull.
Because here's the thing. You keep on saying ukhala go bona mosadi wa hao atlisa the dominant side. She says something to you. You don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and do what you want to do anyway. And you want her to rise up, to raise her voice above your already powerful voice.
Mm.
How do you expect her to do that? Because your responsibility is to love her enough for how ukuza. Because the way things stands now is like how kuzeh. It doesn't matter what she says. You go ahead and do exactly what you want. And about our abestrat mate. And yena unfortunately resortile to just coil in. And I know you think I'm wrong, and it's fine.
No,
ngimzwile la ngothi utif.
Uyizwile.
What I'm saying, do the 21-day exercise, but do it in the version of
my way.
Mezwane, when you see her, she's not in agreement with whatever, go with her, even though she doesn't say anything. Go with her.
Ukilewa Mota Samuel, have you ever asked her what's happening?
I've never asked her what happened.
Four years.
No, it's just that it's something that's been happening.
Yeah, but when I'm fit, four years is early days. You can still turn this thing around. You can still turn it around. Go and ask her.
You know what's curious for me? This is really curious for me. So Samuel doesn't know us here.
Yeah.
And the nation he's talking to.
Yeah.
He's brave enough to talk to us about this deep issue he has. He loves someone that's with him every day. He cannot bring up what's hurting him about her behavior. Something is wrong here.
No. I think Samuel, Eric who tooses Samuel, because Pimel is going to kill you. Samuel, you know I am right about what I said.
Yes.
Yes. So because you know you are right, go and be a loving husband to your wife. Because what you are looking for from your wife, she will never give it to you after what you have done to her. You have suppressed her voice. Go bring up that voice. Because without her voice, Samuel, you are lost. Because her voice in the, you are longing for her voice, but you suppressed it. Mar, you are too proud to go back to her to say, Mzadiak, Oziba, hai sale un tuleti o satele o kalimela. I get into trouble all the time. Every time ke ya majiteng o sa batle ke ya majiteng so go back to your wife with humility and remind her of her worth in your life. Remind her of her protectiveness ya high in your life, the one that you used to call controlling, that she stopped doing because you told her she's controlling. Ne, go back to her and apologize and tell her my life is worthless without you. Sorry, I know what you are worth in my life. I know what you do in my life. And I know you are not trying to control me. I know there are things that you are sensing that I have made you to shut up. Right now, I am repenting as your husband. I'm going to allow you to be my wife. Because I know that's what your wife does in your life. Amen.
That's
Samuel,
it. That's
I have
it.
One thing. I see you are 21 days. Samuel, yeah, I see you are 21 days. I have maybe a question. Do you love your wife? It may sound like an unfair question. Do you love your wife?
Too
genuinely?
Much. Too much.
Then act like you love her. All right. Thank you, Ndati. Lesego, you're in Leondale. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Hey, well in yourself.
Good.
Hey,
guy.
No, this is good. This is good.
Go ahead.
Quite an interesting topic that we have. I wanted to go to where it initially started, but give us to acknowledge a dynamic with this. Relationships are ultimately a power play. Whether we want to admit it or not, it's a situation where there's a polarity of power within any relationship that you have. And that polarized nature, relationship will always be subject to testing. And that's what I feel Horabut Samuel is going through now. There's a dynamic in his relationship where his partner is obviously on the higher spectrum of the earning end in his family. And he's putting, if that will have an effect on his dominance as a man in his family. I think maybe it's something you're saying addressing it, but it's my take on situation of somewhere. But for the whole remark, it was where the topic began initially. The fact that in most relationships that we tend to have, we fall into default mode because the coaching that we receive, and we tend to neglect our personal progress and development, the modern relationship. So out of one of that male, somebody to be adorned, that person might also be holding the fort for the relationship that is currently prevalent. And to clarify further, it's to say there might be issues going through, but that person's charisma might be holding the fort publicly and in the eyes of society for gore lundri ya montlo ne sa bonala go ntle gore go nne right. So we wanna jump too quickly sometimes, it's narcissistic behavior and mentality of the abuser. Whereas this particular gentleman, knowing the pressures tse le gore batho ba ntate sometimes bana le tsona in society, his charisma and this thing is an gore e attracte batho go ntle is what's keeping his family going because it's not airing the dirty laundry while Vasantan Balukisa the issue. That was my take.
But how can it keep the family going when the family is the one that's suffering? Because then you're not doing it for your family, you're doing it for others.
Here's the point that I'm saying. It's not a matter of it necessarily being deceitful because we're making an assumption ya gore the underlying abuse eleng gore nya etsa ga. Obviously, wena wa bona gore dikausi tse ke di rweleng di na le diphatla ke nna le wena fo ntlong ga ke le ko strateng ke tsentse ditlhako tse e leng goreng ke dipolitšha ka politšho o e rekileng batho ba bampona ba bona ditlhako tse nang le politšhi o e rekileng so is that me being deceitful
Why the effort yeah, on policy konte osa policy oluko gae because you want the family to love you yeah. you are not I mean why are you in this
I'm yeah. only worried about polishing konte I'm going to ask one question and I don't want you to answer the question
Yes
Who are you defending Don't answer that question
this
Don't answer that question
It's an alternative perspective
Don't answer yeah. that question
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't answer that question. Sit with the discomfort of that question. Who are you defending? Because when we started, we spoke about the tendency of the abusers being excessively nice to the public and being unable to do it at home.
Yeah,
we are not talking about somebody who is making sure that their dirty laundry is not hung for everybody to see.
That's a different story altogether.
You are bringing a different topic to a different one. The where you are at and where we are at are two different places.
Yeah.
Hey, Labona. We don't have time. We don't have time.
Next week.
We need to continue because there are things you wanted to address that we have not been able to address yet.
Yeah.
Hi, that's it, guys. We'll be back again tomorrow at 8. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.